Well, over the next few weeks and months, we'll be hearing a lot more about politics. And this week, the Bulletin has an article kind of looking back to one of the big changes that happened in New Mexico state politics. Tell us more.
For 32 years, State Senate District 35 was held by one person, John Arthur Smith of Deming. And in 2020, John Arthur Smith lost the Democratic primary. And then in the general election, the winner was Crystal Diamond of Elephant Butte. Our reporter Mike Cook sat down with Senator Diamond, reviewing her first legislative session, talking about the second one. I think our readers will appreciate getting to know their senator.
All right, and moving on, an event hosted by something that makes me a little uncomfortable when I hear it. The Experimental
Aircraft Association. Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, my father was he built his own airplanes, and he was a member of that group in Oklahoma for many years, so I'm a little more comfortable with it. The local chapter is hosting an event called Wings and Wheels Fest, and we've got an article with the event special guest, a space industry engineer named Anita Gale, and she talks about her interesting career. And so it could be a really cool thing. I think it's the 25th of September.
And next, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who has not been affected personally by suicide.
Yeah, it's a troubling issue, and we all, you know, like you said, we know somebody, or at least know somebody who knows someone who's been deeply affected by this. And there's going to be a walk, the Out of Darkness Walk, on September 25th, and we have a report on that, and it's trying to bring awareness to the issue, and it's a serious problem. Some people are calling it a pandemic of its own, of the growing numbers, or at least what feels like growing numbers for a variety of different reasons that are happening in our society.
And Las Cruces has a relatively new city manager and a very new assistant city manager. Tell me you're including a pronunciation in the article.
I'm going to give it a shot. The new assistant city manager is Ikani Tamopeo, and he's been on the job for a few months now, and I've met him. He's a really fascinating individual, really sharp and talented, and he grew up in California and then was educated in Utah, and he worked with our current city manager, Ifo Pili, in Utah, and he's really excited about Las Cruces, thinks we have a lot of great things going for us, and I agree with him, but way of introducing Mr. Tamopeo, or Ikani.
He's okay with a first name basis?
I think so. Ikani's a little easier, but it's not, you know, a typical Las Cruces name either.
We'll work on it. Now let's move on to the arts and entertainment section and what's coming up this week.
Well, I think our local theater troops have gotten used to the idea of either wearing masks or performing for people wearing masks, and they're got back into a rhythm, and we've got two or three new plays coming up. We get a little rundown on those, as well as updates on local gallery exhibitions, concerts, a film festival, and there's even a doll show coming to town.
And if you were maybe 50, 20 years ago, when the technological revolution really got underway, you might have gotten lost in it all, and I was much younger and still feel like I got a little lost in it all, so a column this week that dives into that topic.
Right, Ruth Moore, and she takes it way back, you know, going back to the days of telephone party lines and how, you know, then that changed to individuals. And, you know, at every step we've had all these technological changes. That's kind of the old song of two steps forward, one step back. And in business, we have a nice article on Tresco, Inc. They've been around in the community for many years, and we get an update on them and what they're doing in the community.
And your editor, Dave Burge, has been following the Aggies, but this weekend, it's Las Cruces and Mayfield.
And it's historically been the biggest game of the year, college, pro, high school, or anything, and that's been deemed one of the biggest rivalries in football in the whole country. Although some things have changed. They're in different districts now, different mm-hmm. classifications. But hey, it's Friday night, September 17th. It's still Bulldogs versus Trojans, so we look at that.
And I want to make sure everybody knows that it's at the Field of Dreams and not at Aggie Memorial Stadium.
Right, and you can't walk up to the stadium and get tickets. You have to get them in advance. So look for all that information about getting advance tickets. I think you can get tickets Friday, but not at the stadium at kickoff time. That's just a little bit. There's a whole lot more, as there is each week in the bulletin, and we're out Friday through Thursday, and you can access us on the web at LasCrucesBulletin.com. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Casey. Everyone have a great week.
All right, Richard. Thank you for the preview.
All right. You take care.